This is an audio recording of the North Huish Parish Council meeting on Tuesday, the 10th of July, 2018.
So, open forum. We have a member of the public.
One member of the public.
Yes.
Excellent.
So, anything that needs to be brought up in the open forum by yourself?
About rubbish collection, basically.
Right.
This year, rough, and about a third of collections that came late.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Yeah.
And for the first time, I actually complained last week to Southampton Council. He basically said, "You live out in the countryside, what do you expect?"
I've done it several times now.
Yes.
You've
seen it on Facebook, haven't you, as well? So
no.
Diane puts it on there, then I follow it and add to it. And
then they replied, Manor Farms.
Yes.
We're sorry.
Manor Farm, yes. North Huish.
We haven't got you yet. But that doesn't...
It's very poor.
It is. They seem to be blaming at the moment new drivers.
New drivers or the truck breaks down,
yeah.
All of which is perfectly feasible. What I'd failed to understand, though, is why they can't inform us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A, that it's going to happen or has happened, and B, when the collection
exactly.
will take place.
Mm.
Yeah. Because otherwise bins and bags are being left out
here we are,
by the side of the road.
Yeah, we're in an area of outstanding natural beauty, and we have these sacks all sitting out in the...
Exactly,
and
some of the sacks, if the rats are...
Well, they missed Wetcombe's week four last, and they were out for 2 weeks before they got collected. So, yeah, it made out of a mess.
I can understand why they can't be collected, but why we can't be informed either through the website
yeah.
or by giving them our mobile phone numbers and they can send us a text.
Because we're not all on Facebook, are we?
No. Not with any sense.
No. Some people have no sense.
Thank you.
Wow.
At least recorded, isn't it?
So, obviously, I think as a council, we can contact them and say that representations have been made.
Yeah.
I mean, we did bring the subject up, I think. It came up sort of casually, I think, last time, the time before.
A lot of times since Christmas.
Yeah.
It's about roughly one in three, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Not more.
And I mean, I think the point is valid. Whilst these things
it's an automated
reply.
Yeah.
I mean, the wheels can drop off, metaphorically speaking.
And
but
if you don't complain within 2 days...
Oh, it's two working days.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Let's say on Friday, yes. I mean... Yeah, and the answer is just please leave your bins out till we can get round to collecting them,
mm-hmm.
is what they wrote back to me on their automated response, which
yeah.
is not a really very satisfactory response.
That's cool.
It's very often the recycling more than the black bins.
Mm.
And
it is.
You've got bags there.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yes.
But ultimately, why are they being missed? It shouldn't be. The system is there for them to come round and pick them up.
But all systems can fail.
General waste and recycling. Would you like to enlighten?
Yes.
Lack of collection.
Yes,
it's being dealt with.
What does that mean in English? Sorry.
So what are they doing? So what are they doing to deal with it?
The waste service at Southampton is going through a change in times. Procurement, there'll no doubt be, whether it's in-house or a private company going to do it, I've got a feeling that a private company's going to do it. Our men seem to have lost the plot a bit recently, as we spoke about before. Members are getting a bit fed up with it. The fact that it's not only in this area, other areas as well, they're leaving parts behind which they should be picking up. They picked up ages, and then all of a sudden they decided a day's work is a day's work. I know we've had problems with the lorries as well, but that's no excuse. There's always another day, isn't there?
Mm.
But it is, I'm told in hand.
How long will it be before it is actually resolved then?
Well, it should be resolved now. Because the staff that are doing it now should be, if anybody doesn't get their waste picked up, I need to know, because I will come down quite hard on the ones that know. And then Dobby, senior officer at waste, she needs to know, because she's the one that should deal with it.
And then how do we find out when it hasn't been done, when it is going to be done?
Well, if you let me know, I'll let you know. I can't do any more than that.
How do we inform the rest of North
Huish? Yeah, well, that's a fair comment, yeah. But it is only specific places where We've got the same in South Brent, Millswood Lane in South Brent. They've been missing that for weeks. Peter Smart and myself didn't know about it. But if we had done, we could have got somebody to go out and sort the job out.
I think here, it's the do the village here. And
yeah, they do. But
once you get to me, Blackhall,
yeah.
All the way up to North East.
And they missed down to Broadley.
And Broadley.
As well. All down our road.
Yes,
is it for somebody that recycling or the break?
It can be both. Yes, it's been roughly one in every three or more recycling. Times this year.
Yeah.
Mostly the bags.
Sometimes they come out two or three days later. Sometimes they never come again. Like.
Yeah, exactly.
I think they should anyway.
Well, I'd like for people to email me, and then I can pass emails on to Helen, and she knows.
And I think we should write to Southampton as a council, because we've had the representation.
Yeah.
And then the specific request really was, you know, if it hasn't happened, if it's not picked up, how do people find out when to pick up so they don't leave bags out?
I appreciate people need to know, they do. Yeah. Especially with recycling, because you don't want to leave it outside your gate for a
while. Yeah, if you do well, find out when they're intending another collection, I can stick that on the Parish Council website or on the community website if you get that information.
No, I understand, I do.
Are you happy for me to put your council email address in the minutes?
Yeah, by all means.
Okay, so we'll do that and we'll try and chase that up.
Who are we writing to? Helen Dobby?
Helen Dobby.
Dobby.
Don't you spell a second name, do you? All right, I'll find it, don't worry.
D-O-B-B-I-E.
Yeah.
Like the seed company.
Could be, I don't know.
That's the why. The why, yeah. I love the why, yeah.
Like the one in the Lord of the Rings.
The email needs to go to a chap called Dale Cropper. You bear with me a minute.
As in, came a cropper?
Yes.
He will have.
Shortly.
He's in the officer, but he's supposed to be sorting the job out, we'll see.
If you merge, it would be a good idea. They had
advertising
record with
recycling and everything else.
There's a new one. Here we are.
Do you want to say it out loud?
Or
yeah, Dale Cropper, he's called.
So, one email to both of them.
Yeah, send it to Dale Cropper and copy and Dobby in, yeah, please. D-O-B-B-Y.
D-O-B-B-Y. That's where I wrote down by accident.
Right. Yeah.
A mistake.
So, open forum, anything, any other issues?
No, I do appreciate the waste. It's a big headache for members.
Especially
But it's been going on for a fair while now.
Yeah, yes. It was since Christmas.
Yeah.
Really happy since Christmas. They never got properly.
But I do think our staff, because it's out to procurement, there are tenders from other companies coming in. I think they've lost the plot a bit, but please don't mention that. Yeah.
It's nice that they're demonstrating their current competence.
Okay. As you know, if you feel that you want to stay and join in the fun, you're more than welcome. On the other hand, if understandably,
I might disappear for the second half.
If understandably,
see how you get on. If you entertain me sufficiently, I'll be very happy.
You're a Francophile or Belgianophile, then you're.
Chairman, I must send my apologies because in a minute I've got to slip off to dinner.
I won't stand.
It was near nil when we left.
Should we short circuit your report then, or?
It comes in.
You got one?
Yes.
I got a small one. Jeremy?
Yes. Oh,
not read. Yes. That doesn't mean it's been recorded.
No answer to that. I'll
leave that. Things are...
And Fanny's report.
I'll make your report.
Right. As you know, most of my time is taken up with planning. We had a planning meeting last week, which for the first time was put on the webcam. So it will be... for everybody to watch the meeting. I'm sure they'll get bored to tears.
Live. Okay.
The leader and the deputy leader were at a conference in Birmingham last week, the LGA conference, and they watched some of the proceedings of the M committee in Totnes, which I thought was quite quite unusual. I don't know why. It must have been boring where they were too, because it was pretty boring where I was.
I've got to say, would Birmingham actually understand the...
Well, probably not. But I do think democracy should be seen to be...
open and transparent.
Yes, and I think that's the way forward. It is the way forward.
You haven't got a place called Checkers, have you?
No.
With a very long track.
No, other than that, Chairman, like I say, the waste procurement thing is ongoing. There's not too much to report.
Okay.
Could I ask Mr. Chairman?
Unless anybody's got any questions.
Yeah, just the question of knotweed.
Knotweed?
Yeah. I've had no further updates since I sent you the emails I've received.
Right, in that case, I can update people on that one, just in case you'd had anything else.
Have you got that come under correspondence position?
Yeah. Perhaps I'll hang around for that.
Well, there's nothing. I haven't had anything that you haven't had.
Because my biggest concern is what's your own price?
Yes, it's
traffic
really,
running on the road.
What do you want to do? I, as I promised to do, I got hold of my agent, and I'm not seeing them until tomorrow, so I don't know whether they got any response at all. I will hear tomorrow.
If we don't get anything, do you think we ought to sort of push it a bit higher?
Yeah.
Well, Richard's going to be here in a minute, so...
Yeah. I'm thinking of even higher again.
He had the wrong notebook. He's on his way back,
Because Devon County Council were informed, weren't they? And he's Devon County Council.
Well, we'll perhaps address ourselves.
Didn't have his question written.
But it is getting quite bad, isn't it?
It is bad. There's a traffic hazard there, isn't
that
correct?
Yeah. And the thing is, you can't do any cutting or anything, because then it will just spread it.
So, on land.
No, I'm thinking when you do your hedges.
Devon County.
Always.
No, I mean when you do your hedges.
Yeah.
You couldn't do it because it's...
We'll address ourselves to County Councillor Hosking when he returns with his notebook. So, apologies for absence. We haven't got any. Declaration of interest as per normal, I guess. Could I have a proposal and a seconder regarding to the minutes of the meeting held on the 5th of June?
You can have too much fun. I'm getting too old for talk. Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks very much for coming. Cheers. So, matters arising therefrom. I think the only thing I can bring up is relates to the Clay Park. I hope that I haven't been too high-handed over this. And we were talking about, you know, the quotes we had regarding the repairs and these sleepers, as they call them.
Yeah.
I've had a quote from Richard Cooper to do some of the more minor works. I mean, Richard, I don't know whether you've been... he's been doing some work for us, and he's terribly conscientious and very thorough and very good. And, I mean, I've got the quotation here. With regards to the sleepers... I mean, I did speak to Tony about it, and I could foresee this being a bit of a problem, to be honest. So my solution was, let's get rid of the damn things, because they are only cosmetic. I mean, they don't have any play part function in that sense.
But are they there to stop people falling off the top of the mound?
That wasn't
but they can fall off the mound anywhere else where there isn't a sleeper. So if they want to fall off the mound, they can do it.
They would prefer to form a sort of castellation, really.
I think they are primarily cosmetic. So I've asked Rob Northmore, unless we stop him, to just get rid of them.
You could just screw them all together.
They're still only cosmetic, aren't they? And my concern was that, as we have identified as a problem and given us this massive quote, if we don't do something about it, they're going to keep going on and on and on about it, which they can't do if they're not there.
Yeah.
And Rob seemed to think that he would be able to remove them, because, I mean, they're called sleepers, but they're just basically large planks.
No, they're posts, aren't they, driven into the ground there.
So Rob was either going to remove them and fill in the holes, or if he couldn't remove them, just chainsaw them down to ground level.
Well, let's dig it out. Just whip them out, scrape some earth back in them.
Well, that's what he was planning to do. I mean, as he's already working in the paper, I can see.
What about the bank behind it? Would that still be supported?
Well, the bank, they don't have any supportive function on the bank. I mean, they're implanted in the bank purely as an enhanced.
The bank supporting them.
Exactly. The problem was the bank was beginning not to support them. That was the issue. Well, I sort of figured that when we got all these quotes of 1,500 quid and all that sort of nonsense, it better just be rid of it, because otherwise we're going to end up spending money that we really shouldn't be spending.
But those quotes were on the basis that that was the worst case scenario, if the whole thing had to be replaced.
Yeah. Exactly.
It was very unlikely that was going to be what was going to be required.
There's only a couple that are loose.
Could you take out the ones that are loose and leave the others for the time?
It would look a bit hotchpotch if that happened. I do like David's idea.
Different sections, but
Why didn't he just go in there and bang them in a bit further and maybe screw them together?
I would suggest perhaps if you backfilled them for this season to see if it is continuing settlement as well, because if it's, it may be that the bank has settled over the last few years.
I suspect at that point people have been messing around.
Maybe just be wear and tear. If they were jammed or filled back in place to discourage that, then I think people would stop probably wiggling. It's one of the things, if you have a loose tooth, isn't it? If you're a loose tooth, you wiggle it.
Which is fine, as long as they don't keep on saying that they're healthy.
Well, then we'll have to do something about it.
It just seems a shame to remove them. They were a feature that was there to encourage play amongst the children as the sort of the hilltop fort kind
of arrangement. If you backfilled them, what would you backfill them with?
Soil, I presume.
Just soil, nothing.
And tamp them down.
Yeah, tamp
it. It would stabilise them again.
Which Richard could do.
Yeah.
I suppose.
Well, I can call off the dogs.
What were you going to have Richard do?
Well, Richard wasn't going to touch those. Because
No. The other jobs.
I've got a list of the gate closures.
Yeah.
The felt on the roof of the shelter.
Yeah. There's a
build
bit of
up
fence.
And level the area at the top of the sliding steps, which is where the earth subsided a bit. Replacement of 4 sheep net fence post clearing undergrowth. He'd identified something we hadn't identified, which was the latches were broken on both gates, and he was saying that he would replace those. And as I say, it's there if you want to have a good quote.
Yeah, I think some of the chain link fencing's come down behind
I think kids have been climbing on there on the roof.
So, we've got 2 issues in that sense. One is that if you want me to, I can contact Richard and say, yes, do the work.
How much was Richard's quote for
that? He's quoted £10 an hour. And for all the work that's here, replace self closure on pedestrian access, labour £10, light for light spring closure £6, or a metal arming closed spring closure £15, broken latches £10 plus 2 latches £12, replacement of 4 sheep fence posts, clearing undergrowth and replacing fence posts £60, rehang chain link fence behind shelter parts and labour £35, repair missing felt on shelter parts and labour £40. Build up and level area at top of the sliding steps, £30. If rubber matting needs replacing, an extra £50. It's all predicated on £10 now, basically.
I would put on that and try and shore up and stabilise castellations around the thing and go from there for a minute.
I mean, as a matter of urgency, because probably Rob will come with a chainsaw tomorrow.
After this meeting,
it's such lobbying as it is. I will. I think we probably should propose and second that we offer Richard the work. Okay, I'll get in touch with him tomorrow after I've got in touch with Bob. Just put that down, please. Right, fine.
I would like to say while we're on the subject that Rob Northcourt does keep the grass really good.
He does.
Very good.
Yeah. He does. Takes it all away.
He has the antipodes very charging, only billing us once a year.
He does a good job.
He does a very good job.
There's the other thing I mentioned too about rubbish at the park.
There's been a lot of litter there.
People have been very nicely leaving these silly little barbecue trays about the place. They've taken them down there and just left them there. We did discuss last time having a notice on the gate, please take your rubbish home with you, which I expect the people who wouldn't leave rubbish there would take notice of.
Well, we disturbed some youngsters in the
not in the orchard, but in the marsh beyond the tennis club on Sunday morning amongst the cattle with two tents up.
What?
Barbecues, bottles of gin, bottles of beer, cans of beer.
And this time of year with barbecues.
Local children?
They said they were local, but I'd never seen them before. Yeah. I think two of them out of the 14 probably were, and the others we saw...
14
of them, yeah.
Oh, right.
They spent the night in there.
With the cattle?
With the cattle.
Yeah. Wow.
The gate was wide open, the cattle still in the fields. So. Yeah, which was lucky.
Didn't they have beer bottles as well when they parked?
I cleared out beer
the
bottles.
The glass?
Yeah, the same.
And I did picnics and stuff.
They were 14, 15 years old.
I didn't pick up the barbecues, I meant
just
to have forgot.
Yeah, but after what we've seen... In other areas,
yeah.
I mean, that's quite dangerous, really. Even the barbecues could, barbecues could be dangerous for kids.
Well, kids could go and stand on them.
But also having them.
Days after and they're still hot, aren't they?
Yeah. Set fire to things these days as
well. And the bottles as well, the hidden bottles.
It's post-exam revelry at the moment.
It is, to be fair, yeah.
It would probably be sensible to put a notice up on the
gate. Yeah.
Even if people are going to ignore it.
At
least we've got
them
there.
I didn't drink, but they thought that.
Yeah.
Well,
so
commission
what's
that
about the
fence
gate area
going to the back of the house? Is
up
behind?
Yeah,
that's
what
I was going to ask.
Oh, yeah, someone has swiped that post away, haven't they?
Yeah.
Who's? But that's their maintenance,
that's
isn't
that's
it?
It's their maintenance
team that should be doing it.
Has it been done?
Do you know there's another entrance a bit further from the tennis court gate?
It made another one in, has
yeah, it's a real path in for it.
Into your land, yeah, I've noticed that.
You've noticed that, have you? Yeah. I've only noticed the last few weeks.
Yes.
There's been quite a lot of coming and going.
It's another one that could do it being fenced off for sure.
Can you?
Yeah, we'll deal with it.
Can you?
Christian will deal with it.
Yeah, go.
Okay, so...
He dealt with the youngsters in the
I will contact
them. They didn't stay long.
Richard and Robert.
Good.
Tact.
Let's go for them.
So have we any other issues arising from last meeting?
It's only the play park, isn't it?
Okay.
Play park and knotweed, wasn't it?
Yep.
That'll come up other questions.
If I could invite County Councillor Hosking for this report.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman, and I hope your knee is making good progress.
Knee is startlingly good, thank you.
Excellent. Good, good. Right, just two or three items really this evening. The first is knotweed was raised.
Your ears must have been burning.
I have read the minutes, obviously, and also... I had a tip from Robert to say that it was getting out of control in the near the Woodpecker junction. I've reported this to the Conservative group, but I was dissatisfied with our response to this and other invasive weeds, alien species, I think they're called. And again, I made a representation by correspondence to Stuart Hughes, who's the cabinet member responsible for this type of thing, and thought I was making some progress, only to read about probably last week that the latest report suggests that knotweed is not a damaging weed.
Yes, I read that in the paper as well.
Yeah, which puts a huge question mark over the whole thing. I can't say that I've personally got any experience of it breaking up concrete. I've seen it sticking through tarmac, but I've always been advised that it is very destructive. I don't know if anyone has examples of it causing structural damage.
But
spreads
very fast. And actually, it's not so much the wood over, but it's the avon in just on down there.
If it gets on riverbanks,
there is more apparently down by Copley Walk.
Yep.
And that's
going down here.
Yep.
If you want to turn left, you can't see the traffic.
The thing is, that would damage Copley Walk completely.
Yes,
you could just stick up the pebbles.
That would easily go. It doesn't go through stone, it doesn't go through
no, but it would
all go around things.
Yeah.
Up.
Yep. Oh, yes,
right. Well, the current highways approach is actually not to deal with these items, and I'm protesting against that. Whether I will get anywhere, I'm not entirely sure, but I'll keep trying.
Is that national policy or county policy?
County policy.
Do you know what other counties, how they deal with knotweed? Are you any
knowledge? No, I mean, I think it's down to every county to
yeah, I just wondered if you knew of any counties and what they actually do.
No, I don't. Mm. No, I'll try and make some inquiries.
I think what our clerk put to them was very good. Because you wrote to them and said,
yeah.
if it was on private land or anything other land, they'd be getting at us.
I suggested there was a double standard there, yeah. That the county would chase private landowners if they had it, but won't do anything itself on its own land. That seems to me to be a bit double.
And then when it's on the county land, and then it encroaches into private land,
which is doing already,
and will grow very quickly throughout the field.
Yep.
So therefore, it's damaging grazing land.
Which is why I'm trying to get something done.
I have been told that if it gets into private land from council land, the council will then do something about it.
Well, there was a court case that was in the papers this week, wasn't it? Where somebody made a claim against the council.
Well, I think.
And they'd won the day, didn't they?
Before you came, I was saying that I've told my agents about it. But I'm not. You were there, but I told them because most of it is encroaching onto our land, sort of thing.
Yeah.
And. I haven't heard what result he got from writing to Devon County, but I shall hear tomorrow.
Okay, so I'm going to see you in court by the time.
French prosecution is probably the fast track way to get things done.
Well, surely at the end of the day, all we've got to do is come out and spray it.
Yes.
Yeah, every
year. No, they have to, yeah, exactly.
It has to be done.
I don't know, checked into the stem, I think.
You can't do every single stem.
But there's so many, you can't now.
Can I ask one thing as well while you're here, please?
Sure, it takes a bit more to clear it.
You were copied into the letters that I wrote to Councillor Radford initially. He copied you in on those, I gather.
Yeah.
He did say in the letter back to me that he was copying my letter to Highways, or my email to Highways, and they could pick it up and respond to me. Thank you, Mr. Highwayman. I haven't heard a thing.
No, okay.
It would be at least polite for them to respond, I think.
Absolutely, yeah.
They just said, we've got your email. Mm. Do anything about it.
Even if you had a negative response like that.
Yes. At least you know you've got a negative response,
don't
you?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, knotweed does take quite a lot of destroying.
It does.
If you spray it every year, you'll control it, but you won't kill it. The only way of removing it is to dig it out, and it spreads,
so
it goes
deep,
down,
yeah.
down as far as about 6 feet and can spread to a sort of 30 metre radius.
But they got
it's
rid of it down.
It's not an easy thing to get rid of.
They got rid of it down by.
They got rid of it down Brookdown.
That's it, Brookdown, didn't they?
That was on private land.
Cutting it and pouring.
Do you know what they used for that? Was that just sprayed? Yeah.
There are only certain people that have a licence for this particular weed killer.
They did treat the stuff along the road here once.
They did once.
And didn't ever come back on the follow-up treatment.
You have to keep doing it.
Because it did kill it, didn't it, to begin with the first year, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well,
not to bat, yeah.
I'll keep making representations. At the moment, I am not able to get anywhere with that particular item. The next thing I'd like just to mention is that we launched Crowdfund Devon, or we will be launching it in 2 days' time, on the 12th of July. This is a partnership with Devon County Council and a crowdfunding source, and I think they're called Crowdfunder, the private organisation that we're with. Generally speaking, the successful projects have a charity of some sort which provides a basic funding, and then crowdfunding is invited from the community to support it. That's the model. They do charge a fee, it's 8% when they're successful. So a possible means of raising finance if you've got any large projects that you'd like to do so with. I'm not sure that I've mentioned to you that we now have confirmation of funding for the A3121 improvements, Kidderford Cross and the far end Fleet Eastern. That's what I think about that one. That is now going ahead. It's going to be a staggered junction at Kidderford Cross unless we manage to come up with some more money. And it's going to be a new junction at Fleet Eastern. The two existing junctions are going to be closed, and there's going to be a new one through the middle, just a single junction, which I'm hoping, as long as the levels are right, should prove a dramatic
improvement. What was the second one you were doing?
Fleet East.
Fleet.
It's called variously Horcombe Cross, Morbury Cross, but I always refer to it as Fleet Easter, because I think it tells you where it is.
Yeah. It is spectacularly dangerous.
I understand that, but in my view, I'd rather that money was spent between Killer Cross and California
Cross. So would I.
Well, that road is a nightmare. The other
yeah,
thing
I agree.
For 3/4 an hour to get through.
And that's where the traffic goes.
A nightmare.
In the summer, especially, even worse, with a caravan or a lorry, and then you're completely stuck.
As you're well aware, Richard.
Yes.
As I'm well aware, and actually suggested to Dave Whitten before he left that he swap the numbers over before anybody noticed, but unfortunately he wasn't prepared to play ball with that one.
Is there any way we get a sign for that to stop caravans going along that road?
We can't because
they are the nightmare.
The problem is the caravan clubs there actually say to the caravanners, do not come down before 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You cannot get on site or on your pitch until 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Which doesn't matter
because
their
thinking
time,
is the ones in the morning would have gone and then the ones coming down won't meet. Then the issue we've got is this: the caravanners who turn up early are meeting the coming down, and meeting the ones going out, and of course neither of them can
drive.
But
it's still lorries.
And that's the problem. Lorry drivers aren't a problem. They can get past caravanners. It's caravanners meeting other flinking caravanners.
Yeah,
that's
still the issue. Yeah.
But there it does need winding. Yeah. End of story. It needs winding from a traffic flow issue.
I mean, I don't know what to suggest. I've taken it to Meg Booth. She has basically said, no, it's not going to make our priority for our funding list at the moment. Whether you feel it might be worth making more of a protest than that, and the only thing I can think of is a petition, I will not be resisting if one of my parishes suggests that.
Geographically, it's a trunk road straight in north to south into the South Arms, really, that
it
road.
It is, and now that SatNav tells everybody it's there, then it's being used.
But it is a nightmare.
Just going back to Kidderford Cross Junction, what are you intending to... we haven't seen any plans for this.
Okay,
is there some available?
It's online.
Okay.
And it's basically a staggered junction. At the moment, you've got the north-south roads coming in immediately opposite each other, and it's going to be moved... I forget which way it is, but one of them's going to be moved further up the road. So that effectively, you've got to turn left and then turn right, rather than straight over.
Which will make it safer.
Right.
That, they believe, will make it safer. Yeah.
Caravans all the more difficult.
Then you can find a way of stopping cyclists using it. That would also be useful.
I think I'd probably go against it.
I know it's being recorded.
It will improve the junction at Fleet, won't it?
One at Fleet, you're going to do away with both and go straight through the middle of that triangle field, basically.
Absolutely.
Okay.
That's the plan.
I don't
see. So, I'm assuming visibility is going to be a lot better, but
It couldn't be much worse.
So, that whole field's just going to disappear?
Well, there'll be bits on the other side.
Yeah, okay.
Whether they're going to be joined back into the other, or one of them.
Have a bridge over for the highway, cattle.
I don't know, but one of them is almost certainly going to be cut off from the rest.
Yeah.
Never be worthwhile. And that's it from me, unless you have any further questions.
No, thank you very much. That's been
interesting
topics.
Good.
You can run. Well, if you can, it means your hip is much better.
Yes.
Different
restaurant. I forgot, gym buddies.
Yeah, you might see me in different in a minute.
Okay.
If not, give my apologies, Richard. Thank you.
So, that was interesting, I guess. No planning.
One bit of information, there's certain agricultural... home has been passed for use.
Oh, at last.
Congratulations.
How many months is that?
Not too many.
We won't
really
dally over that. We've
also got issues with
you'll be able to get on and get in.
The planning department is pulling itself
back together again, isn't it?
Is, yeah.
Okay. Correspondence.
Right, there are a number of different pieces, and I'd like to start with that one.
This is from South West Water in the person of Katie Hudson, customer manager. Pipework at the River Avon. I'm pleased to confirm that repair works to the pipe bridge will be commenced on July 9th of July 2018, and we're hoping to have this completed by 13th of July 2018. I trust this update has now resolved your queries. However, if you have any further questions, please don't hesitate to call me direct on such.
So they should be over there doing it now?
Should have been there yesterday. Yeah.
Were they there?
I haven't seen it.
They asked for permission to go in because they're going to go underneath the river, they're hoping.
Oh, right, okay. Mm-hmm. Mole right. Underneath it, of course.
So they rang me and I sent them on to you. So because I said it doesn't make any odds to me, but it might matter if somebody's got some stock in there.
Yeah, they've got a drill down through, haven't they?
Yeah.
All right.
So
you can't leave it like it is at all.
Well, I think years ago they tried before, but now they've got modern machinery, they can probably cope with it.
They'll dig a pit both sides.
It's Wakeham's across the way.
Yes.
And me this across this side.
Okay. Well, that's good news, anyway. This is from South Hams. Dear Tony, play area agreement, Avonwick. An invoice for 2018-2019 play area inspections will shortly be sent to you, which relates to the service provided by the Southampton District Council to inspect and ensure the above play space. In the renewal letter of 2017-18, town parish councils and other organisations were made aware that the charge for this service had remained the same, £100, for over 7 years, and the charge for the service was to be increased by £30 to £130 in 2018-19.
Wait.
The service continues to be heavily subsidised by Southampton District Council and does not come close to covering its costs. Southampton District Council has agreed a further £70 increase to £200 for 2018-19 to further close the gap on cost of delivery. The current service includes insurance, monthly inspections by qualified SHDC mobile locality officers, plus an annual engineering report provided by the District Council's own insurer, currently Alliance. It's noted that for the vast majority of play areas, the cost of £200 does not cover the cost of the in-line inspection without taking into account the other services included in this cost. Accordingly, Council will continue to explore options to make the service more efficient and cost-effective, and accordingly are open to discussing with communities options for future delivery of the service and would welcome the views of the addressee, council or organisation. Should your organisation wish to do so, you have the option to make your own inspect and insure arrangements 2018-19. Please inform us if you do not wish to make your, if you do wish to make your own arrangements by 9th of July 2018. If you have any queries related to the service, please email parks at southwestdevon.gov.uk. This is from Rob Secular.
Secular,
specialist assets and placemaking.
There you go. Do we not have our own insurance?
We've got public liability as a council. For the park, we would have to have a specific insurance for that.
Right.
Which, in fact, the insurance we had with our last company simply insured the equipment against damage.
Mm-hmm.
The present company, if I've read it correctly, would insure us as well for the same costs we're paying them anyway for this, as long as we had it inspected, I think they said weekly. By a qualified inspector.
Weekly?
I think they said that. It was either week, might have been monthly. I can't remember. When I read it, at the time, I thought, shall we pick this up or shall we wait and see what Southampton comes up with? Because our problem would be then paying the person who was inspecting it.
I was going to say, who's a qualified inspector of play park?
Very expensive, I would think.
Do it on the private job.
Charge £250. Yeah.
Well, if we could do it for £200 a year or less with a private insurer, we still wouldn't have
I would think that's extremely unlikely.
I would say
£200 is
£200
is
we'd still have to have that final check at the end of the year by an engineer.
I can't conceive that we'd save.
It's costing an awful lot, this park, isn't it?
I'm only bringing up the conversation now because in 2 years' time,
and it wasn't,
it may be a lot more than £200.
We actually wanted something for the
Maybe we ought to be putting out feelers somewhere to see whether there is any way of employing our own person to do it. But I don't know if, for example, if our handyman we're using to do work within the park would be willing to take on...
Probably find that they'd have to go on a course.
It might be worth paying for it if that was the case.
I don't think we could do it any cheaper.
I don't think we'd do it any cheaper at the moment.
No.
I think we should.
I mean, maybe from a Southam's point of view, they should look at maybe pricing it out separately. So if you want a monthly check, they will charge you this per month for the check. If you do a final year-end check, they'll charge you. And if you want the insurance, it's this much. And maybe split it out, because maybe we don't need all those products, all those things that they do for us. If our insurer will already provide the insurance, all we want is the final check.
I would need to check the detail of what they wanted, not the check. But
I'm just thinking maybe that's the way Southam should go. Instead of trying to bundle it all together in one package, they try and split it out like a bit of a pickle.
Well, they try to keep it simple, don't they?
Well, they do.
I think, what you might very well find is if you split it off, they would upgrade the costs of each individual.
Well, they're going to, but overall it may work out cheaper for us.
So what I mean, I think probably if we check on what our insurers would provide
going forward,
and then sit on our hands for the time being, we've missed the deadline, but that isn't important, really. But I think we should certainly sit on our hands for the moment, because... Nobody's going to do it for
that. £200 not going to be there.
No.
It'll be plus about, but we can claim the VAT back. And my feeling is that this originated when South Hams ran all of its parks and then started offloading them onto parish and town councils. And when they offloaded them, they felt a little bit guilty and thought they ought to do something about it. They probably don't feel guilty anymore because they've forgotten they've offloaded them.
So perhaps if we, next meeting, can find out what the insurance says.
I can certainly do that. Yeah.
Right.
In fact, I can photocopy or at least scan and send it to you if you like, so you can all have a look at that. I'm certain there is mention of it, but I didn't pay too much attention.
But we haven't had the invoice yet from them yet.
Until July normally.
Okay. Correspondence anymore?
One last piece, which you've probably noticed if you've looked at the notice board. Because I put a whole load of paper in the notice board. Some people look in there.
Yes. This is from South Devon AONB. What makes South Devon special campaign? This is from Nick Bailey, South Devon AONB Community Projects Officer. With a squiggle. Is your squiggle or his squiggle? South Devon Area of Outstanding Natural Beauty Unit are excited to be delivering a new campaign during 2018 which explores what makes South Devon special, supported by the Heritage Lottery Fund. During the project, we will work with a wide range of people from our communities to discover more about the AONB and look closely at the distinctive character of the natural heritage which makes up this nationally important landscape. As part of this project, we will be running events and activities to help people get out and enjoy this amazing and special place we live, work and play in. A series of 10 guided walks led by local experts showcasing the special qualities of the area. A new set of 10 geocaches, highlighting some particularly amazing places to visit.
Have you never been geocaching before?
I didn't feel anything.
Well, you knew Nia, I suggest you do it.
Yeah, right, okay.
It's interesting, actually.
Yeah, there'll be something hidden somewhere.
Yep. Yeah.
A photograph.
Yeah, that's graves.
Yes, they were.
It's a bit like when you go up on Dartmoor and do the...
They weren't a bit interested where they were. They just wanted to find the place to come to.
Sorry, David.
No, we had a lesson from his son.
A photograph competition with a set of accompanying beginners photography walks. A natural nightscapes event programme with dusk walks, bat walks, and a glowworm hunt, and a visit from a mobile planetarium. You'll find details of the AONB events on the leaflets enclosed in the packs and posters for events in the next couple of months. If you can help promote this to your parish community by putting this information in notice boards or information points, that would be great. I've also included some information and flyers about the photo competition as well. In addition, I've included a set of our new limited edition postcards highlighting the special qualities of the AONB. We'll be giving these out to people at shows and events we attend or run. Thank you for your help in supporting this project. If you'd like any more copies or extra information about the project, please don't hesitate to get in touch.
Apologies, the postcards are actually sitting on our study table. They should have come with that.
I thought you were going to send one to each of us.
I could do that, but you've heard of those things. In the notice boards are the relevant bits of information that are referred to here. No one has bothered to take any out of the notice boards yet. I rather hope when I put things in notice boards, people will take them out. But
do you have any? Are there also electronic versions of those bits of information?
There's no electronic information at all. But
a good idea if you could supply it.
AONB would have it.
Yeah, they'll have digital ones of that.
We could ask for some to be sent to put on the website. Good thinking.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll Get in touch with them.
Thank you.
And that's correspondence?
Yeah. That's correspondence, yeah.
Okay. Financial matters?
Not a lot to worry about. I'm found my piece of paper.
Couple of pence.
We started the month with £8,365.23. We had an income of 37p. We had expenditure of £216, which was Mr. Whittacombe's last bill from Lord knows when. That's finally gone, leaving us at the moment with £8,149.60 in our account. But there's somewhere between £500 and £600 worth of cheques that are outstanding from this bank statement. They have in fact gone through now, because I checked the account this morning. So we are about £500 to £600 less well off than the sounds. But we've got money for the time being that we can use anyway. There is something that I do need to pass by you. And that is, well, for instance, the play area agreement. Sooner or later, Southampton are going to send a bill to us for £200. We have no way at the moment of paying them.
No,
because they won't accept a cheque, they won't accept money. If I go to the door and throw money over the counter, they'll throw it back. And we don't at the moment have any way of, or we haven't anyway had any way of paying them by banker's order or whatever.
Backs,
yeah. Mm. Because in the tradition here, or the situation has always been that we have a cheque and that two councillors sign the cheque. Mm. And that has to happen before any money goes anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
If it's to be done on a banker's order, it would have to go from one or other of our bank accounts. No, one or other of our computers. And the only one who has access to that information, in fact, is me. Now, I'm a bit loath to go down that sort of path unless we deal with each and every occasion as an individual occasion, and you authorise me to send on that occasion.
I think the sensible thing to do for transparency would be for two of us to okay you to do the transfer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that would have to happen.
I agree.
Because I've always been very keen to keep my hands away from the county's money. To avoid any accusation by anyone that I've misused them.
Court case in Plymouth, actually, regarding the treasurer of Lodiswell Preschool, where she embezzled about £15,000.
Yeah.
Reading through that case, I think the fault lied very much so with the committee, who didn't actually ask to see any bank statements or anything and took her word, which is kind of what... In respect, we do. You
well,
just
you
give
do
us
do
a.
We do accept that the statements are there.
Yeah. Yeah.
If
well, that,
you want them.
That would be the only thing I would say is you put the statements out.
Well,
the back
transfers will be on the statement.
It'll be on the statement. Yeah.
I think where payments need to be made, if we, it doesn't matter whether it's any two of us or whether we designate people. I mean, obviously, if you have a payment to make. Mm-hmm. People are away for any reason, it has to be more than two.
It could be two out of three.
But I mean, it could be any of us, really.
Same as you have to write
the
checks.
Yeah,
because
that would keep it with the ones who are familiar with the system.
Well, I never go anywhere, so that's why.
And the people that sign checks at the moment, just for everyone's information, are those that predate Councillor Luscombe as a councillor. When Councillor Luscombe came on board, there was some thought of a signing cheques, but in fact I didn't want that for the same reason.
I think that's
I don't want to touch money.
No, I think that's a fair statement, but I mean I think however we do it, if we have maybe four designated councillors or something like that, so if two people aren't there and that payment needs to be made, then two of those four can be approached to authorise. And I think if we just minute that, I can't see how anybody can object.
Sorted out the access for the bank online
the bank.
And all those kind of things?
I'm not sure I got a satisfactory answer from them. I went into the bank in Totnes, our bank, and I presented them with the problem, and they said, as far as they were aware, I should be able to do it already anyway.
I'm
sure you could. It's just a question of whether you should should have. But in future, as long as we... I mean... In the event that we have got a bill coming up fairly soon,
well,
should we designate four people now So that we don't have to be any other business, given that we aren't having a meeting until the end of August.
So I could just contact two of the four then.
Yeah.
So who do we have? Is it really?
Well, I mean, David's always going to be around the North Hewish.
You're always going to be around.
And if you need to, I can quietly go.
I mean, it might be better if Robert wasn't, because of, there's no conflict of interest per se, but the same thing applies, doesn't it?
Yeah, pretty true.
Absolutely. I think then present the statement, if there's been an electronic bank transfer, present the statement at the following meeting. So that we can see what has gone through on that transfer.
Normally, you don't sign off a cheque without the approval of the council, but on a thing like that, we've already agreed to it.
We know most of
it. We're just waiting for it to come and you know it's going to go.
And occasionally, these things do come, they fall between two meetings or not.
Occasionally, I've had to ask for an executive decision from the chairman to get a cheque signed. There used to be a handy signing place at one point, but we lost it.
I used to go in there and...
We don't need you next. We don't need signatures. So.
No, if we do it on backs, it's easier. But
Okay.
Right.
Highway matters. Knotweed.
Knotweed, yeah. Well, I think we've... You've been asked to go out there and just cut it, I suppose, now, we? I don't know. What
I can't understand why they put 90 ton of tarmac down past it, woodland towards Barron's Hill.
It's very nice.
It's lovely. It started
to melt again.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I saw
something. Why was that? Why?
Is that to do with drainage? Because that manhole at the bottom of the hill there kept collapsing.
Yes. Could we bring that up to... I reckon it's Telecom, isn't it? There's a manhole that's collapsed. One of their metal...
Where's that to?
There.
Oh, really? Mm. All right.
It's cracked.
Before or after?
Right in where they re-tarmac.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They're not going to have to dig it up to fix it.
No. The
lid.
Yeah, it's cracked.
Well, we need to contact...
Well, that'll need to go to highways who'll chase...
Okay.
We can't chase Telecom, but if we tell highways, they'll chase Telecom.
Somebody on a pushbike will come to grief.
We can report
on
ground covers. That'd
be a shame.
Because they filled in all the potholes.
In that case, I think we should keep that mouth shut.
I'd
like to say thank you to whoever cut the hedge between the junction and North Hewish and Upborough Road. I don't know who did that on the wall there.
I could guess.
No, it was.
That was the other day, but there's been more done today.
Yes, there has.
Yeah. Oh, I haven't noticed
today. Keep quiet, then.
Safety.
I just wondered whether anybody or who would be able to cut
really
the hedge.
Like my name, which is good.
Yeah, he's going to do that. Yeah.
Lovely job.
But would you like it topped along here as well?
Yeah.
Leave it like it is.
I don't mind which way.
Just a bit careful what we do.
Yeah, I know, because it's a bit early, isn't it?
But we'll do the lane.
Do the lane, that
I wondered.
Whatever you can get away with, you think.
Who would be able to.
No, it's safety. Safety.
So you're going to have...
Would you like a bit more done opposite the church gates, then? Or not?
It's a bit done there, isn't it? I think Richard Paul did some when he was cutting the grass.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, somebody's smashed it back.
Has it made it better for you coming in at the junction?
The only problem is coming out of Church Walk, and I don't know if anybody's doing any cutting on the North Hewish Road, just on that corner of Church Walk.
Yeah,
it really is
today.
Difficult coming up there.
That's been done today.
Oh, has it? Oh, right, I didn't notice that. Yeah. Right, thanks. Lovely.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't
notice. If you
notice.
Walk to the paper and back, you'll see these things.
So, items for future meetings.
Play part, will we know with Richard done his bits and pieces by then?
I will contact him. He seems to be quite busy, I'm delighted to see.
Oh, that's good.
That'll come up as matters arising anyway.
Yeah, that's right.
And I'll try and intercept the chainsaw.
Chainsaw massacre.
Otherwise, I shall go around with a paper bag on my head.
Or a potted blue one stick
on. That's it, yeah, absolutely. Next meeting,
I suggested the 28th of August. Is that okay for everyone? That's a week early again.
Yeah, because.
That'd be okay. Because we're having it for funny times at the moment.
Tuesday to a bank holiday.
This is instead of September.
That is the September meeting.
Yeah,
that's good.
Is that
alright?
Well, yeah, I think so. So then we won't have one till October, so there'll be almost 6 weeks then.
I was going to half suggest that we could bring the October one to the end of September and then the November one to the end of October. I do have a reason for suggesting it. I'm going to leave that to one at a time.
Do this one first.
It's going to start confusing the public. We move too many meetings.
Oh, no, we can only have... Actually, as long as we publicise the date...
We do it a month early. Let's do one at a time.
Let's do this one. This one looks good.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.